says start at the new sugya, the sugya of Tanai Kofel. The Gemara here gives an example of a Tanai, a person gives an Esrog, a Manas Lahachzir. So the Gemara said it's bound by all the regular rules of a Tanai, namely, Im Notal Yachzim, Im Hechzim, so Hetel Hechzir Yatsa, Im Lo Hechzir La Yatsa. So the Taisus, how do we shame? I bothered the question, wait a second. This Tanai wasn't formulated properly. This Tanai is not what we call an Alacha Tanai Kofel. He never doubled up, he never said, well, I'm giving you this esrog on the condition that you don't return it, therefore it's not going to be a matana. The whole 9 yards, the whole picture of a Tanai Kofel wasn't presented, wasn't formulated properly. And says Tosfos, and therefore, we all know that when the Tanai isn't formulated properly, we just ignore the Tanai, throw the Tanai out the window, and the chalos takes place even in the absence of the fulfillment of the Tanai, which throws into question Rava's statement. How can Rava say, im hechzer yatsa, im hechzer yatsa, even lo hechzer, you should also be yatsa. We pointed out at the end of the shiur yesterday that Tosfos' question is assuming that we paskin that there's an institution called the Tanai Kofel that's far from agreed upon by everybody. It's actually Machloikes HaTanaim, and it happens to even be that the Das Yochid is Rabbi Meir. He's the one who requires Tanai Kofel. Everybody else disagrees. The Rabbanim, the Rabbi Meir, don't buy into Tanai Kofel. I, the Pesukim and Parshas Matos, describe the Tanai Kofel. So you have to read the Gemara and Kedushin Samachal to figure out how the Chum responded to that Tain of Rabbi Meir. But l'chora, we who should paskin like the Rabbanu, like the Ram, the Rabbi Meir, so then the whole question of Tosfos does get off the ground. So in order to understand the Tosfos, you have to have already been keyed into Tosfos' sheet in general. The Tosfos in other places, namely Masechet Gittin, already proved to you that we do follow Rabbi Meir. This is one of those cases where the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. How did Tosfos know that halacha is like Rabbi Meir? And everything we're going to be talking about for a while is going to be working with that premise that halacha is Rabbi Meir. How do we know? Where's the Gemara that says that way? Usually you follow the Rabbanan against Rabbi Meir, because in Masech, that the later Amoraim all seem to be requiring Tanai Kofel. Not only did the Amoraim require Tanai Kofel, Rav himself requires Tanai Kofel. So we have an open and shut Gemara that talks about the requirement of Tanai Kofel, thereby leading us to believe that Rabbi Meir is the accepted halacha, and if Rabbi Meir is the accepted halacha, then Tosfos Kasha is Tachal Good Kasha. What was that Gemara? So that's what we ended off yesterday. The Gemara is talking about a very strange kind of a get. Rav Shchibiro is trying to give a get. The guy was dying. He's trying to give a get to his wife to alleviate her the stress and the anguish of having to wait for Chalitza. But on the other hand, he doesn't want to divorce her right now because, say, worst case scenario, he's a Kohen, so that would be a disaster. And in case he recovers, then she's going to have to separate. So he's trying very hard to walk a tightrope in order how to formulate a get properly, on the one hand being effective, on the other hand not being effective to the point of ruining it for him. So the chora, the best way to give such a get, what would be the best way, the most unbelievable, phenomenal way to present such a get? If you had to formulate the proper wording to a little have your cake and eat it, you want to divorce your wife, but you don't really want to divorce your wife, so what would you do? So even with leaving out of Tanai for a second, I would have come up with an unbelievable strategy. Why don't you just give her a get and have the get take effect at what point? At the moment that you die. That would be great. That would be phenomenal. Except the Gemara says that doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? Because ain't get liachamis. Okay, good. So that's why we can't go down what would have been a phenomenal solution, because not all phenomenal solutions are correct. Some of them are actually miserable. So this is one of those examples of a solution that's just not going to work. So we have to stick with more conventional reason, more conventional ways of a Tanai. So what the person should do is as follows. He should say that if he dies, it should be a get, not from after he dies. For if he dies, it should be a get from now, and if he doesn't die, then it shouldn't be a get. That's what we would like him to say. So Iskin Shmuel Begitin. So Shmuel came up actually with a formula. He came up with a text of how to write such a get. So the third amendment comes, Iskin Shmuel Begitin Deshchemira. Im loy meisi lo yeheget, v'im meisi yeheget. Very complicated story here. So he hands her the get, and he says to her, if I don't die, this should not be a get. And if I do die, then it should be a get. Now, if you were writing a text, would you write like that? If I don't die, it shouldn't be a get. What does he really want to do? He really wants to give her a get. So the more correct way to formulate would be to get to the punchline first, namely, so why don't we say the positive first, namely that the condition that will cause the get to take effect is lo makdim inish peranusal nafshei. Psychologically, he doesn't want to say that. You know, He's going to get up and he says to his wife, if I die, and she's going to start to cry, and the kids, everyone's going to start to break down. He won't be able to finish the statement. It's going to be just terrible. It's so dramatic. So what does he do? So he says to him, listen, I'm not planning on going anywhere. Shem, I'm planning on a full, complete recovery. Imloy Macy, therefore, don't worry about it. And if by some crazy chance I die, I'd all sign. Well, you don't have to worry about chalitza with my 2-year-old brother. But, so if he would start off by saying, in Macy, that would be so so dramatic. It would be so sad, so tragic. So therefore, Shmuel instituted to say it the other way around. Good. So, in fact, the Gemara, wait a second. Velema, lo yehe get im lo mesi. Why does the guy have to altogether say im mesi yehe? I'm losing the flow of here. This is so confusing. I got myself confused. Velema lo yehe get im lo mesi. Why does he word it in such a strange way that if I die, if I don't die, why doesn't he talk about the get first? So, but even tonight come the ma'isa. So that's a technicality, not really our sugya. When you formulate it tonight, you have to mention the tonight part before the ma'isa part. I mean, we're not interested in that. Marava, here's the kash. Nichtei kol tonight mecha gamrinan mitnai bnei god of bnei ruvein. All of tonight I learned out from bnei god of bnei ruvein. Ma hosam hein karim lalav af kol afuki hach dalav karim lahein. Says Rava, because you were dancing around your psychological trauma and you didn't want to talk about death first, you didn't want to talk about the get potentially being chal first, what you did was you ruined this tanai mitam halacha. Because comes Rava and says, since we're all looking at tanai ben gadol Reuben as the mishpatei Torah, that's the source for all of hilchos tanaim, so there are multiple halachas that are learned from there. Number one is you have to have a tanai kofel, obviously. That's the whole Gemara is talking about, having a tanai kofel. And it has to be a hein karim lalav. You have to have the positive expression before the negative expression. So you must say about the get being chal before you can talk about the get not being chal. So put your drama and your soap opera behind you. You have to say the punchline. You have to say that if I die, it's going to be a get that must come first. So Rava said Shmuel's dancing around the nusach to try to make people comfortable, but he just blew it. And by blowing it, by misrepresenting the correct halachic text of the Tanai, what just happened? Because you didn't meet the criteria of Mishpatei HaTorah. What just happened? The Tanai just went where? Went right out the window. And when the Tanai just went out the window, what happened to the get? The get is good. I went to this couple, to Mr. and Mrs. Cohn, upon the recovery of Mr. Cohn for another 30 years, she's got to go find another husband because they can't remain married because he was just Megarisha. All because everyone was brought to tears by the text of the Tanai. So comes Rav and asks on Shmuel, he says, if you're being misakin, that's not a tikkun, that's a kilkul, that's a disaster. That's not a takkona, that's a terrible way of formulating the Tanai. So comes Rav and says, let's touch up what Shmuel said, because we probably misunderstood what Shmuel said in the first place. Comes Rav and says, Elam Rava, what he says like this, Im loy meisi lo yehe get, Im meisi yehe get, Im loy meisi lo yehe get. So you say three different statements. Guys, got to say it all quickly, right? Make sure no one gets mixed up. What's the point of saying all three? Im loy meisi lo yehe get, first he talks about the possibility of the hope and the prayer that he doesn't die, because l'machta mishpunus l'nafsh, you don't want to start talking about dying. But then, you can't just say that and then follow it. You have to say, im meisi yehe get, im lo meisi yehe. Then you have to repeat the Tanai, say the hein karim lalav, because be'inan hein karim lalav. So basically, what did Rava's revamping of the Tanai of Shmuel boil down to? Is that, yes, for the purposes of not bringing everyone to tears, we'll start off talking about nobody's dying. But then after we finish calming everybody down, then the halacha begins, and we talk about what happens if he does die. That's part of the halachic tonight. The first thing we just remind us, the first part of the halachic tonight is if he dies, and the second part of the halachic tonight is if he doesn't die. And Shalom HaYisrael, everybody's happy. If everyone survives, everyone's happy. And what happened? Because, why is everybody happy? Because this Tanai was formulated 100% properly. It had a hein karim lalav built into it. The first thing was just there for dramatic effects, or undramatic effects. Gavaldik asugya, right? Meridik asugya, takonis rava. Rava, the helik of rava is fixing up, touching up the words of Shmuel. Stop, says Tosfos. The whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why do you write? What do you have to have such a convoluted double tanai with the tanai kofa with the hengkar v'lav? What happened to the rabbanon? Don't the rabbanon not buy into any of this story? Don't the rabbanon ever heard of this whole picture? According to the rabbanon, Jesus get up and say one statement and finish. You don't need a tanai kofa. Setman Fandor says Taisus that later I'm a rainbow machmir like Rabbi Meir. So that's Taisus Ryan getting up by nay. That Shmuel, and more importantly for our purposes, Ravu machmir like Rabbi Meir. That not only do you need a tanai kofa, but you need a hengkar v'lav. And the absence of a tanai kofa, the absence of a hengkar v'lav, means the tanai goes up in smoke. It keeps the chalos to remain in full force, even in the absence of the fulfillment of the tanai, and that's a disaster. That's exactly what we don't want to happen in the case of Shechidira. So now that we learned the Gemara and get there, now we understand Taisus Kashi, because we can't learn Taisus the condition of love except through the eyes of the Sugi Masechet Kit. Good. So now we have the Kashi, Gevaldik. So Frek Taisus Kashi, what's going on in the Esrik story? Where's the Tanai Kofu? What happened to Tanai Kofu? That's today's Kashi. This is today's, this is the beginning of the Sugi. This was just the introduction to get us to appreciate where the Kashi was coming from. So what's the answer? Where's the Tanai Kofu? How many answers do you have in Rishon? Where's the Tanai Kofu? At least five. That's where Sugi is starting. Do you know what the easiest answer to this question is? What Taisus Maseches Gittin says. You know what Taisus Gittin says? Everyone saw Taisus? Taisus says in Maseches Gittin, in the fourth of the Ramah Kribis, I am an Aleph, V'nira de'alach k'rabi meyer, de'bayinan t'nai kofel, de'shmuo v'rav b'samach sabach k'rbasei, v'cholahani de'masnis and ayah b'tanai kofel, either 100 Mishnahis in Gittin that talk about Tanoim and no mention of t'nai kofel. Oh, come on, the Mishnah doesn't have to spell out t'nai kofel every time. Of course it's t'nai kofel. Afagav lo pirish. Dochanami mugel alekaman b'raisa b'tekafel of the Tanoi, afagavish lo pirish. U'v'cholam anasha b'shas. Kigon, Taisus is looking for, give me a good illustration of a Tanai in the Gemara. So there Mitzayin Sukha Bemalaf. If I was being Mitzayin, I would say Kedushin Davov, it's the same Sugya. So even though the Gemara doesn't make mention of Tanai Kofel, oh, of course, we all know this Tanai Kofel here. If there wouldn't be Tanai Kofel, then Rava's statement wouldn't be true. So this is the easiest answer to the question. To say three magic words. Taisin Gittin says, what are the three magic words? In Ochi Nami. That there is the Tanai Kofel. Okay, so if you accept this Taisus, then shir is over for today. There's no kasha anymore. So of course this is a very simple conceptual answer, because what this alleviates is any need to start giving lamdash chilukim why somehow Esrog is different, why this has a different component, this different kind of it. You don't need all that. It's a very, very simple conceptual teretz that in Nochinami, Yitacha do need a Tanai Kofel. Of course, it's very textually different because Rava doesn't say that. So you have to go with a leap of faith that, yeah, well, it's self-understood. So one can already begin to sense that other Rishonim are going to have different ways of solving this problem. So Taisus in Maseches Kedushin, our sugya doesn't even quote themselves in Gittin. Taisus Kedushin assumes that this is clearly not the case, that obviously there's no Tanai Kofel here, and Taisus searching as to what happened to Tanai Kofel. So comes Taisus. Vim Timer. Frek Taisin Vabbeis Vim Timer. Amai lo yotza, halo haba Tanai Kofel. Vyesh Leimer. The Ike Tanai de Loboi Kofel. Kigon Hocha, Shayadaito, Shayavara Chaver Lesik Shaloi. What does Taisus say? What does Taisus say? Taisus says that b'medivam amurim that you need a tanai kofel when it's not clear from the context of what you're trying to do. But if every single person looks on and sees, obviously, I'm not interested in giving you an esrog. I just went Erev Sukkos. I went and I bought a $300 esrog. And I bought myself a $400 Deri Lulav, and I paid for a aleph plus 500 times Hadassim. And I went to Mansi Aravis, and they cut me down to Mahadran. I spent $6,000 on my set of Dalaminim. And you walk into Shul Sukkos morning and say, "Oh, by golly, gee, I forgot to buy an esrog this year." So says Taisus, it is muvan me'elav that I'm not interested in giving you this esrog. I'm a nice guy, and I'm bekoshi standing there watching as you drop my esrog. I'm just being a nice guy and giving it to you for that split second. I want it back immediately. Taisa says everybody realizes that's what my kavana is. What do you need a tanai kofel for? Tanai kofel is when you do things that I don't know what's going on. Hey guys, mekadesh nisha amanas. She's going to give him $500. It's so obvious that's what he's doing. It's very unclear. Here, even without him saying boo, without him saying a word, everyone would understand the goal was amanas lahachzer. So therefore, a tanai that in a case where it's so obvious what the intent is, there's no need to be careful to tanai. That's Taisa's chesh. B'makom shemechiach in tzorich tanai kof. So far, so good. So obvious. What's going on? I don't know. Torah has 40 psukim to explain. I couldn't figure out what's going on. Okay, we start the Rashi of Hinnom. Comes to Rashbam in Baba Basra. You put it on the map. Comes to Rashbam. What? Put the Ramban on. Okay, I put the Ramban in Gittim. It's calling the Rashbam. Okay. First he quotes himself, then he quotes Rab Shmuel Romrogi. You know who that is? Rashbam, yeah. Okay, Romrogi was the name of the town. I don't know what the precise French pronunciation was, but that's what the Rishon called Romrogi. That's where Rashbam. Comes to Rashbam, quoted by the Ramban, who goes back to the drawing board and says, you know, I'm not so sure that the question was such a great question in the first place. The whole question, as we spent 10 minutes in the introduction to Shia today, was working with the premise that we accept Rabbi Meir. What Gemara forced us to believe that we accept Rabbi Meir? The Gemara in Gittim, with Iskin Shmuel of a Rabbi Begittim. Says the Rashbam, come on. That Gemara doesn't mean that we paskin like Rabbi Meir. What that Gemara meant was that in a get, we want this to be done kedas within the choladeus. We don't want anyone to question the authenticity of this Tanai. In 10 years from now, someone's going to raise a red flag about this get. There are certain areas of halacha that we really, really want to make sure we do things right. You know, as we know, there's Hilchas Gittin and then there's Hilchas Yalav Yavol. You know, I mean, you get a Yalav Yavol Shaila. Yeah, we try to pass get every Shaila properly, but you know, but hey, you know, we goofed on Yalav Yavol. Okay, we move on. You're goofing Gittin. Significantly more significant to say it like that. Comes to Rashbam and says, the fact that the Amoraim wanted to make sure that the Tanai is authentic, is formulated properly, even according to Rabbi Meir's standards, that was a chumra bi'alma in Hilchas Gittin. Because we want the get to be good, believe shum, any, we don't want anyone to raise a question about the authenticity of this get. But in terms of the bottom line, psak halacha, how do we really paskin halacha, says the Rashbam, says the Ramban? We really paskin halacha against Rabbi Meir. There's a das yachid. We paskin like the Rabban and the Rabbi Meir. Or, in Dini Mamun, we're paskin shayla in Cheshin Nishma. We're paskin regular Dini Mamun shaylas. Whose standards of Tanaim we're going to use? We're going to use the Rabbanim standards of Tanaim. Therefore, there's no need to be Kaifel Tanaim. You want to give an Esrog? Who cares whether you're Kaifel Tanaim, not Kaifel Tanaim? Nobody follows Rabbi Meir. So the answer says the Rashbam to the Kasha, Esrog, hi, give halt, you need a Tanaim Kaifel. What's the answer? That Medina, lo bo'inan, tachum Rabbi Alma, begitin. Adkan Devar Rashbam, but the Ramban's a little bit of elaboration upon it. So far we have three Mahalchim Dushayim now. What happened to Tanai Kofel? So according to the first Dan Taisus, it's there. Dan Taisus gets it. It's not there. We just didn't bother mentioning it. According to Taisus Kedushin, you don't need it because even though we do follow Rami Mikra Din, but in HaMachiach, even Rami Meir agrees. And the Rashbam and the Ramban say, no, the Midin you never really needed in the first place. It was only a Chumra B'Yahaman who has get there. Yeah. Well, he's saying it was a minatory. You never needed ever even by getting kedushin. But the rabbanon they're masach and the late emor of Shmuel and Rav Bechai Sheshenuchas getting kedushin. Yeah. They never did with the rabbanon by mamonis, right?
I'm saying mamonis. There's other mamonis things.
What else is there? What else is there besides nashim and azikin halacha? Nashim and azikin. What else is there? Chasham mishaylos can have a. Give me other chalaisim. Either chalaisim, get the kedushin chalaisim, or chalaisim of dinim amin. That's all there is. There ain't no more. Okay. Yeah, that's all there is. Okay. So far, so good. What the Rashbam and the Ramban basically told us in terms of practical halacha, as Johnny formulated so beautifully for us with my helping along, is that ultimately what the Rashbam and the Ramban are really saying is that dine mamonos, there's really no need for tanai kafel, and gittin, the kiddushin, there is a need. That's pretty much what happens. Now again, this chiluk between dine mamonos and gittin kiddushin is not an intrinsic chiluk. It's not that there's anything fundamentally different between the two. It's just that min haTorah never need, but the Rabbanim are going to institute it. But we're not going to change dine mamonos to the Rabbanim. Why would we want to do that? That would be silly. So we're just going to add in this chumra b'yamo by gittin kiddushin. But in terms of pure conceptually, dine mamonos and gittin kiddushin are the same. Either you do accept Pashta Tanam, you don't accept Pashta Tanam. Either you read Pashta Tanam like Rabbi Meir, or you read like the Rabbanim. There's no intrinsic difference between mamonos and anything else. So this shita of the Rashbam and the Ramban, this chiluk, in a sense, artificial, the Rabbanim, the chiluk between dine mamonos and gittin kiddushin, so this chiluk appears in other Rishonim as well, but not as artificial as the Rashbam and the Ramban make it sound. So there's a Rambam. In the 7th of Mamakam, it's the Rambam Perek Vav Aloch Yedalit. But the Rambam refers to the sheet of Yesh Mikzas Ge'oinim. Ge'oinim Acharonim. Later Ge'oinim. Yesh Mikzas Ge'oinim Acharonim She'amru. There are some of the later Ge'oinim who have said, She'ein Adam Tzarech Lichbo Tuna'o Ela Begitna V'Kedushin Bavad. That there is no need to be Kofel Tanai unless you're dealing in Gittin V'Kedushin. Now, he's not referring to the Ramban. The Ramban came before the Ramban. I don't think he's referring to the Rashbam either. They were about around contemporaries. I don't think that's who he's referring to. Other opinions, there are other Ga'onim. The Rambam uses the term Ga'onim to describe anyone who lived after the Chasimus HaGemara until his time. So the Rambam called along with the term of Ga'onim. The Rambam refers to their Ga'onim Mizrach, Ga'onim Bayrav, their Ga'onim from Babel, Ga'onim from Eretz Yisrael, Ga'onim from Europe. So across the board, that term Ga'onim is a very, very loose term according to the Rambam. Anyone who lived in those last 400 years or so is called the Ga'onim. So some of the later Ga'onim were of the following opinion, that Ein Tzarech Lichpol HaTanai El Beginim HaKedushin, Aval B'dinim Momen Ein Tzarech Lichpol. But in Dinim Momen you don't have to. It's identical to the Rashbam and the Ramban. Look at the Rambam, the Ein Roy Lismeich Al Dover Zeh. You shouldn't rely on this, he said. They're not right. What's his kasha against these ge'enim achareinim? Shekfeilas ha-tanai im shahar ha-arba devarim mitanai b'nei gara b'nei ruvim lamdu al-san chachamim. B'tanai zeh lo-hoya lo-be-kedushin. What's the Ram's kasha? The Ram says, how in the world should you tell me that the din of mishpatei ha-tanayim only applies to gittin v'kedushin, doesn't apply to mamonos? The original mishpatei ha-tanayim was what? No one was getting married. No one from God was married. Anyone from Reuben. It was dollars and cents. It was mamonos. Which field, which part of Eretz Yisrael, which chelik of every yard are you going to get? It was chalukas ha'aretz. It was pure dini mamonos. And afa pichein, the Torah speaks about mishpatei ha'tanoim. Zetman Fendos says, the Rambam, that mishpatei ha'tanoim weren't reserved for Eben Ezer, weren't reserved for Seder Noshim. They were alive and well in Huchas and Seder Nezikin as well. And therefore, the Rambam writes that the Rambam concludes, V'chazel ha'iru g'doy leha'ga'onim ha'rishayim. This is what the earlier ga'onim were of the opinion that there's no distinction. V'chein roi lo'hairus. Ad kan devei Rambam. So do you think the Rambam was referring to what we have as number 3 on the board, the Rashbam and the Ramban? Anyone thinks that's what the Rambam was referring to? I don't mean literally the personality of the Rashbam, but that's the sheet that he's referring to, because after all, the Rashbam and the Ramban are splitting Lamaisa between getting conditioned and getting mominous. You think that's what the Rambam had in mind? The split as portrayed, as presented by the Rashbam and the Ramban? Who thinks that's what the Rambam was referring to? That was the same identical sheet. But the Rambam's calling the Ge'onim Ha'acharonim is Ala Sheetas Rashbam and Ramban. Who thinks it's the same? Everyone thinks it's the same, right? Come on. You can come on.
The way you're presenting the question, obviously the answer is no.
Now that's not fair. Now that's a lawyer for you. I'm telling you that's a No, who's gonna tell me? Who's gonna prove to me that the Rambam did not in a million years understand that sheet as Ge'onim HaAcharonim the way the Rashbam and the Ramban presented it?
seemingly the Rambam saying that it's Mikra Adin, but according to Rashi and Ramban.
What? How do you know the Rambam saying that seemingly it's Mikra Adin?
Because
he's asking a kasha from where? From the Pasuk Chumash. He's asking a kasha against these Shitas HaGaonim and saying that how can you say such a ridiculous, how can you say such a distinction that Mamunus, Mamunus, no, you're against the Pasuk Chumash. If the Gaonim Acharonim that the Rambam was referring to never really does a chila, they held that Me'ikar Adin, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, you need it by both. If you hold like Rabbi, you need it by neither. They were just walking a tight, they just didn't want to commit themselves to the Rabbanim. In the case of getting the Kedushas, there would be Chayshesh. What kind of kasha is that? Are you against the Pasir Chumash? What would the Gaonim Acharonim respond? They would say, we're not against the Pasir Chumash. We're telling you that Me'ikar Adin, that's not what the Pasir means, because Me'ikar Adin, the Rabbanim are right. We wanted to be Chayshesh to Chachila from Rabbi Meir, and we only want to be Chayshesh for getting the Kedushin. So from the fact that the Rambam saw fit to refute the Ga'idim Acharonim by quoting a Pasuk Chumash, the Rambam saying, clearly the Ga'idim Acharonim understood that the chilek between Mamunis and Gittin Kedushin is a chilek min HaTorah. So that's what the Rambam turns around and says, what are you telling me? Bubba Mai says, a chilek min HaTorah. He says, the Torah is talking about Mamunis, the Torah is not even talking about Gittin Kedushin. So obviously from the Kushas of Rambam against that Shita, the Rambam wasn't even Geiris the Rashbam, never heard of the Rashbam. He never went to Rumrugi. He never knew who the Ramban was. He lived before the Ramban. The Rambam was looking at another shita that appears in Ga'inim that draws a chilif between Mamunis and Kedusha, the Ikar Adin, Minat Torah difference. So that's what the Rambam told you around and said, what are you talking about? How can there be a chilif Minat Torah? You're going to tell me that Parshat Torah was only said by Givin Kedusha. What's Givin Kedusha? Where's Givin Kedusha? Parshat Torah. It's indeed a Mamunis. So it is clear that there is a shita floating around there. The Rambam has an idea who it is, who subscribes to the shita, called the shita's Gaonim Acharonim, who superficially are coming to the same conclusion as the Rashbam and the Ramban, but legamri, kamech yizuch v'mayrif, legamri, a different approach. They're being mechalik min haTorah between the two. They're rejected by the Rambam's, they're refuted by the Rambam's kasha, but that shita was not Rashbam and Ramban talking. That was a chiluk on the love of deraisa. So Tacha, what is Pshat? Once you say that such a sheet exists, the Rambam just made Letzanus out of it. They forgot the Pasuk Chumash. The Pasuk is not talking about. They thought Pasuk Torah is getting the Kedusha. So once you say such a sheet existed on love of their eyes, so what's it based on? So we don't know who the sheet was exactly. I don't know who exactly is going to Mechamar anymore, but I do know a great Rishon who says that they're right. You know that great Rishon is the Ravid. The Ravid on this Rambam. At the end of my Malkum, at the end of the first part of my Malkum number 7, so the Ravid of Gezocht, I'm Avram, for Kesavnu Hatam, Besefer Mishpatim, Gedivi HaAcharonim. The Ravid says, I've already explained to you what the reason is, and Sefer Mishpatim. See, the Ravid didn't learn the Ravid Allah said it necessarily, because he didn't like Seishir starting with Ma'ad and moving on, because Sefer Mishpatim is much later than Sefer Anashim. So I guess whatever they were learning in the Yeshiva and the Ravid, that's what he quoted the Ravid. So he says, look at what I wrote in Sefer Mishpatim. So the bad news is that you can look through all the Sefer Mishpatim and you don't find it because it's a misprint in the Ravid. It's really Sefer Kinyan, it's supposed to say. So it's because it's a Ravid in Hucha Zechiyah Matana, which happens to be not a Mishpatim, but it's in Sefer Kinyan. So there's a Ravid in Sefer Kinyan, Hucha Zechiyah Matana, where the Rambam all, again makes reference to that sheet of his, and the Ravid now goes and explains it on the love of their eyes. Listen to this Ravid in the bottom of the 8th of the Ramakrim. Ramish from the Ravid. They say about the Ravid that Ruach HaKodesh was Shoreh in his Bismarish. That he was Mamish. That's said about the Ravid. He says Ruach HaKodesh is Murray in his Bismarish. There's a Ravid in Ukhus Beis HaBechira that writes that about a certain sheet, the Rambam, that he writes that. He's trying to prove his shita, so he shows you all the rashi in the Gemara, and then the last line he says, "Kach nigla li said Hashem nirev." He says that if you want to know what the I'm right, he says, it's because the Rosh Hashem told me I'm right. "Kach nigla li said Hashem nirev." Now again, the Rambam would respond by saying that lo b'shemayim, that doesn't mean anything, but to make the statement "Kach nigla li said Hashem nirev," I don't usually say that in shir, even if I'm right, I don't usually say that. Rav Kook writes in that Rambam that he thinks there's a mistake in the Geirus. He can't believe the Rabbi who writes such a thing. He thinks that the Geirus is supposed to be not Kach Migla Li, but Kach Migla Lo. Because that Rabbi is talking about whether Ezra was Makadish by Hashem, he'll be on the board or not. So he says Kach Migla Lo, that means the Rabbi is commenting that Ezra had Ruach HaKodesh not to be Makadish by Hashem, he'll be on the board, because he knew there's going to be a Bayesh Lishi. So instead of the, in our text, the Rabbi says Kach Migla Li. So the Rabbi is saying, we have Ruach HaKodesh here. But Rav Kook's version is Kach Migla Lo, means Ezra had Ruach HaKodesh. If you learn the first, like the text that we have, gotta be afraid of the Ravid. Even if you have another text, gotta be afraid of the Ravid. The Ravid is the Ravid. So Zok the Hilig Ravid on this Rambam. Omevram. Abba Bishain Rai Ladover. He's about to defend the Psach of the Ge'onim Acharonim. So he doesn't have a Raya Brura to what they said, but Zeich Ladover, like the Gemara sometimes says, Abba Bishain Rai Ladover, Zeich Ladover. He has a quasi Raya. Vitam Gobel Yesh Ladover. And he says it makes a lot of sense what the Goyim said. Again, he's trying to defend the Shita that Minat Torah, Mishpatei HaTorah, Tanai Kofel is only needed by Gittin V'Kiddushin. V'eich Tochein, Dezem Moiche Karka O Nosno, V'Omer, Eini Nosno Mocho El Imkein Yasali Kach V'Kach, V'Notzi Oso Miyodo, V'Lo Osebo Mashehizna Alav. Says the Ravid, let's play out for him. Those who insist on Tanai Kofel, every Dini Mominus requires Tanai Kofel. I have this piece of land. I've been living on this land for 50 years. My grandfather's land. It was worth $1 million. And I finally agreed to sell it to you. And then, with a heavy heart, I sell you the land. And I make a Tanai. And I'm only selling you the land on the condition that it rains tomorrow. But what happens? What did I forget to do? I forgot to double the Tanai. Oh my goodness, I forgot to double the Tanai. So if you really believe in Mishpatei HaTorah, if you really truly subscribe to Tanai Kofel, you know what we say to the guy? Too bad, tough luck, we're taking the land away from you, and it's not raining tomorrow. It didn't rain, we take the land away anyway. And the guy's screaming, no, come on, I didn't mean to give you the land. No, I only meant to give you the land if it rains tomorrow. And we say, sorry, you forgot. You never got the Kedusha Sabah Chalaf. You only got Taf Yud this year. You didn't. If you would have stayed in Yeshiva longer, you would have stayed for Jews, but you would have gotten Sabah Chalaf. You didn't learn Mishpatei HaTorah properly. Tough luck. And the guy's screaming, but it's my land. It's my Alter Zeid's land. And you're taking it away from me. And the Tanai wasn't even fulfilled. And what do we say to the guy? Tough. You know what we say to the guy? We say one word to the guy. One name. Who's that friend? Zed. You say one thing to the guy. Hector, and finish. Hector Trumsel. That's it. Hector, you put your foot on the gas. Tough luck. That's what we say to the guy. The Ravid finds that very troublesome. That's how the Ravid presents the drama. So far, so good. Let's continue, says the Ravid. Aval gittin v'kiddushin. Umdun daita hu. Mikaven shenosen daita l'gar shal kadesh. Eino ela kemaflik b'dvarim. V'kir v'das v'chadas. In the case of a get, in the case of kiddushin, if a guy's standing under the chuppah and giving her a ring, what do you think he wants to do? What are the odds are? They just laid out $100,000. Everyone just finished stuffing themselves at the Marina Smorgasbord. You got 400 people in the audience. What do you think they're here for? Take three guesses. They're here to get married. That's clearly the goal. Now this nincompoop starts staying a whole boob mites under the chuppah. Well, I'm only mikdash you. If it rains tomorrow, I mean, come on. What do you think he really wants? You think he doesn't want to be mikdash? If he didn't want to be mikdash, what would he be doing here in the first place? Or they have a couple, they've been fighting Nebuch, they've been fighting it out for years. They finally decide to go to Beis Din. They come, he's ready to give her a get. And then he starts saying, well, I'm only giving you a get if it rains tomorrow. Come on. Obviously, in these kinds of scenarios, Kedushin and Gerushin, obviously the person wants to go through with the chalos. The what's that word? Our baseline. Our baseline is he probably does want to go through with the chalos. Therefore, the rabbi continues. So why is he making all these funny tanoim for? So he's playing games with her. He wants to get a few dollars out of her. He wants to get her aggravated a little bit. He's got all kinds of different kunsim. But at the end of the day, he's by the fact that he's under the chuppah or he's in the Beis Din, he really wants to go through with this. So ain't tanai moelbo L'rachek l'karev, elim gen chizko b'kfeilo. So the whole institution of a Tanai is so modern, so strange by different condition, because we know that the guy really wants to go through with this chalos. So the Torah gives us a chiddush of Tanai, but the Tanai has to be strong. The Tanai has to be powerful. The Tanai has to be able to overcome what our baseline is. The starting point is, he wants to be Mekadosh, wants to be Megarish. You want to throw a Tanai, you want to throw a monkey wrench into this chalois and start limiting the chalois. It has to be made with lefi chayzik at Tanai. I don't mean chayzik like in Yiddish, chayzik like in Hebrew. It's chizuk. Ma chayzik means to make a leitzonis out of. It has to be chazak. It's got to be a strong, powerful Tanai. What makes a Tanai powerful? The more legal mumbo-jumbo you throw, powerful it is. If I do this, then this. If I don't do this, then this. You make it repeat yourself 400 times so that it really, that shows that you're very, very serious. That's a contract. When was the last time you signed the contract of one line? It's 400 pages. You can never read anything. That makes it serious. The less you understand, the more serious it is. So comes the Raivin and says, the whole Yisrael of Kefla tonight, where is the Havach HaMashti of Kefla tonight? What is this? Hilchus HaBalot Taima? Why is it that the Torah needs a Kefla? What do you need tonight Kofel for? Tonight Kofel is a barometer. It's a way of measuring just how serious are you. Just what is this, just games, or it's so serious you're repeating yourself and taking all considerations. You don't want to, no one should draw any incorrect inferences. You want it to be crystal clear because you're dead serious in what you're doing. So if you worded it tonight in a dead serious way, in a very, very lefi chizuk atanayim, lefi mishpat atanayim, lefi chizuk atanayim, then the tonight can take hold. And if you didn't do it lefi mishpat atanayim, that means you didn't word it so seriously, then you were just bluffing. And then what do we do with the bluff? We take the bluff and throw it out the window. That's the yisod of tonight kofel. But when it comes to mamonis, says the Ravid, we know in our heart of hearts, you don't really want to sell it. It's really your land. It's been your land all along. You don't really want to sell this land. And we're going to throw even a magic word. You're muchsuk on the land. We know in halacha, those who ever learned anything about Din HaMelech, the hardest thing to take away from in halacha is what? Is muchsuk. It's a mitzvah v'chavel of a raya. You can't take away from muchsuk. Impossible. It's impossible to take away from someone's muchsuk. Because unless we are 1,000,000,000% sure, so muchsuk is very, very powerful. Says the Ravid, you're going to take away the guy's land just because he didn't formulate the Tanai with the Kefal HaTanai? He doesn't want to sell you the land. It's his Elta Zeta's land. He's Muxav Yavaisav in the land. So the Ravid says, Baruch Hashem, we've explained away why is it that Mishpat HaTanai are necessary for getting the Kedushin, whereas they're not necessary for Mominus. It all boils down to our favorite word, and that word is baseline. What is the person really trying to do? What's his ultimate intention here? Where's the starting point? But get to the Kedusha, the starting point is, he's giving a get, he's giving a Kaddish and Isha. You want to tamper with that, you better word it properly. When it comes to Mechiras, the guy's a Muchzik on his land, he most probably doesn't even really want to sell in his heart of hearts. Most people don't like to sell stuff. People like to buy, not to sell. So if the starting point, the baseline is, he doesn't really want to give it up, and now you're going to say, well, he forgot to be Kofless Stein, therefore it goes? No, can't be. What's the, obviously, the multi-million dollar question? This is beautiful, gewaltige Shtigl Torah. He's going into a psychological insight into business dealings and Kedushin and Gittin, but he hasn't answered the Kasha yet. What's the Kasha? Begada Beruba was also Mamanus. So listen to this Ravid. Listen to this Ravid. This Ravid is a collector's item. Says the Ravid, Ubin Tavin. It's like poetic. You will truly understand, says the Ravid, based on what I said. V'nachlas b'nei God of Reuven, lo haisa muchzekas b'yad Yisrael, v'ein adayim ala karka ha-muchzak lo li'odam me'yirushasa u'mechay ad kamashayne. What does the Heiliger Ravid say? What was the engine that was driving us to say that by Dinim Mamanus, you don't really need a perfect Mishpat HaTanayim because we know you don't really want to sell if the tithe isn't fulfilled? What was the magic word? Muchsuk. Guess what? Begada Beruven was mumminous without what? Without muchsuk. Because they weren't even, it wasn't theirs yet. It was up, it was in, who did every Yadim belong to? Klal Yisrael. It didn't belong to Begada Beruven yet. So that tonight that was made to Meshach Ben Begada Beruven, even though it had to do with dollars and cents, Alpidin, it was closer to what? Catch this one, it's closer to get to the Kedusha than it was to the mumminous. because that the characteristic of Dini Mamonis that enables us to forego Mishpatei Atzinoyim is the magic word Muchzok, and the magic word Muchzok is lacking in Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. This is, you know what you need for this pshat? Mamash Recha Kedish. Because what the Ravid said is that if I would say to you the follows, I want to know, is Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven? The Karka of Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven, the east bank of the Jordan River. I want to know, what's it closer to? Is it closer to Mechira? Or is it closer to Kiddushin? Right? So 99.9% of you would say, oh, come on, Rabbi, that's the silliest. It's Mechira. This is land. I'm transferring land. You're giving me land. There's thousands of sets. Who's no one's standing under the chuppah in Amman, Jordan. This is not Kiddushin. And the Ravid looked at it and said, no, you're looking at all the irrelevant parts. You're looking at the superficial parts. You're looking at, is it dollars, is it cents? That's not what you should be looking at. You have to look at one thing alone. What's the baseline? And what's Keveah the baseline by Mamonis? What's Keveah the baseline by Mamonis is the magic word Muchzok that's lacking by Bnei Gad and Reuven. Therefore, Apidin, believe it or not, it's closer to Kiddushin than it is to Mechira. And this serves as the model for Tanai Kofol and Kol HaTorah Kula, at least out of the realm of Dini Mamonis. Ad kan Devar Ravid. That is not what the Rashbam and the Ramban said by any stretch of the imagination. They said the chiluk between Mamonis and Kiddushin is the midrabbanan, and you know, we don't want to give a questionable get at some point. So Rabbi said, according to the Shittas HaRavid, we have a phenomenal answer to Akasha. What happened to the Tanai Kofel in Esra? What's the answer? You don't need it. Why don't you need it? Because it's Dini Mamonis. Not because we don't follow Rabbi Meir by Dini Mamonis. No, we pass like Rabbi Meir wholeheartedly. But even Rabbi Meir himself said by Dini Mamonis, you don't need it. So the Ravid and the Rashbam and the Ramban end up at the end being the same. The end result is you don't need Mishpatei HaTorah and Vayesrog, but for totally different reasons. Rashbam and the Ramban is that it's only a Din b'Derabbanan, according to Tzichun B'Alma, according to the Ravid, Midaraisa. Even the Rabbi Meir, through Rabbi Meir, the Mamonis, lo bo'in in tanai kofel. Yeah.
I think we're right with the understanding of tanai kofel from the Gemara. From the Gemara, it sounds like in the Pashut reading. There's a drasha that teaches us that it's an ironclad procedure you have to do called tanai kofel. According to the Ravid, since it's just, we're trying to determine what is kavana is. Which means, so tanai kofel is one way, perhaps, of determining what is absolute kavanah is. But lav dafka, according to the Ravid, would I need a tanai kofel? And if there was some other way of him explicating what his intent was, it seems like we just throw tanai kofel out the window.
So in other words, what you're really asking is that if you just read the Gemara, you would walk away. You're a big ma'amin, right? Because you would look at the Gemara and say, what's the bokeh that you need tanai kofel? That's a posel chumash gzeiras hakosav. Don't ask any kashas. The Ravid was a darshan. He's saying, no, there's more to it than that. There's a method to this. This is not paradum over here. It makes a lot of sense. It fits in logically. And the Ravid's suggesting what the logic is. And now he's in effect explaining that that's going to govern what the outcome of the requirement is. Yeah. So your question smacks of the shit in time to crook kind of a thing.
Well, I'm almost saying lemali krasvar type of idea. Meaning, if it's old in psychology, why do I need a pasuk to come along and tell me, oh, I need tanai kofel? If I didn't have the pasuk, I would still say, I don't know.
You would have figured it out. No other Rishon under the sun figured it out.
I mean, within the Ravid's...
I mean, according to the Ravid, it was so obvious that's what the din was, so it's just pashut svaras. So, okay, right here. I mean, I don't know if I would say lamali krasvar or something like that. Maybe.
Would this apply to all your Risha cases? Any case in your Risha, you're not really a muksa?
What do you mean you're not a muksa? The guy's a muksa. If his father dies, he's a muksa.
Let's say the father, you mean it's time before you're a muksa on the
line. How can you sell something that's not yours? How can you deal with something that... This was the one case in history where they were negotiating a settlement on something that they didn't own. They were deciding what's going to happen with Eber Yad, even though they didn't really own it yet. So you want to know what kind of a mechira is that, what kind of a kinyan is that, what kind of a tanai is that. If you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one who was supervising this tanai. He must have done it right. Okay, yeah.
What if somebody wants to buy something? One person wants to sell it, and the person who's buying it wants to sell it.
That's a whole another story about who can, does that make any sense even? That a tanai mitzat hakona. That's not even a tanai. That's tanai mitzat hakona is another way of putting the tanai into the words of the makna. Uh-huh.
So then, but that would still be in the name of those.
I think so, yeah. Okay, everybody said, let's move on. So we're still searching, and we're still searching, particularly for the Rambam. I'll tell you why. You know, we have a lot of problems with all these Teirutzim. The first Teirutz that tells you Gittin is really easy because you don't have to come up with all these Azach Hidush Teirah. But come on, it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that there was a Tanai Kafel. The Rambam didn't believe that. Teirutz Kedushin says, well, it's Mochiach. I don't know. Maybe we're not convinced that that's true. The Rashbam and the Ramban, we know the Rambam wasn't Gairus that. The Ravid, the Rambam, the Gamri wasn't Gairus. So, quite the Rambam, what is the answer to this question? We need a better answer. We need a good answer that's going to suffice for the Rambam. So, the Rambam has a tremendous chiddush in the Sugya of Tanai Kofel, the Sugya of Mishpat HaTorah in general. After he finishes rejecting the Ge'onim Rishonim, he tells you what he thinks about Parshas HaTorah. When you need Parshas HaTorah, when you don't need Parshas HaTorah. Come to the Rambam back on the first page for a minute. It's my Mokum number 7. The Rambam Perek Vav Chesish Shlach Yedzai. Kol Ha'Oibim Me'Achshav Eino Tzach Lichbot Tino'o. Anytime you formulate a Tanai with the magic word Me'Achshav, namely, I'm a Kaddish you from now, on the condition that it rains in 6 months from now. So if it rains in June 1st, the Gloy Milson were married from now, that's a Tanai Me'achshav. There's no need for Kefla Tanai. And there's no need to first mention the Tanai before you mention the Maisa. We're going to skip a little bit to the end of the second line. So the Rambam Me'atzmo just told us an unbelievable chiddush. The Rambam says if you look throughout the sugyas of Maseches Gittin, Kedushin and Gittin, you realize immediately you can tell him tonight the Akshav means I'm giving you the ring now, and I want to be married now. If let's say we got the ring, if you finished up what day's graduation is here? Do I know? 25th, May 25th. Okay, so if you make it to graduation on May 25th, so we glory Milsalim Afreya Retraf, we're married as of today. That's a Tanai Me'achshav. And if you say, even though you didn't, you say the magic word Me'achshav, if you said the phrase Al Menas, so the Gemara quotes Machlek, so we pass in Halacha, Al Menas, Ke'el Me'achshav Dami, that phrase, that's a code phrase for Me'achshav. That's one type of Tanai. There's another kind of Tanai. Couple standing together on it today, February 15th. So they really want to get married today, February 15th. Then say, Bishum Panavov, no, not till you finish college. So good. So he hands her the ring. They agree to go to the chuppah on February 15th. But they're not really getting married. He gives her the ring and he says, Harem Kadeshas Li, Im, and out, Im at Gomeret at Universita. If you finish college, you get a diploma. You get over a 3.5, so then you graduate summa cum, whatever it is. So then and only then we'll be married. If the person, it sounds like the same story. That's a very different picture. Are they married between now and June? So in the first case, if and when she graduates, Igloy Milsalim Afreya, they were married all along. In the second case, if and when she graduates, they become married from that point onwards. That's the Tanai of Im. It's a big difference. Might not be tremendous. Well, if she was Mazana with somebody in between. What if she was Mekabel Kedusha with somebody else in between? So in the Tanai of Me'achshav, Igloy Milsalim Afreya, if she graduates, she was married to the first guy. So she's the Neshish Shazinsa. The second condition is Imchal. In the Tanai of Im, so Igloy Milsalim Afreya, nothing. So she was a Penuya in March. If in March she found somebody else she wants to marry, because they let her marry whoever she wants. He'll be in for a big surprise, graduation day. She's married to somebody else. That's the Tanai of Im. So it's a difference. There's a difference in halacha between them. Kumta Rabbevin says, that you require mishpatei atanoi with the tanai kol down yards, that's a tanai of him. Abra tanai of me'achshav, or the equivalent of tanai me'achshav, amanaska me'achshav dami, there never was such a requirement in the first place. Ad kan chiddush of divrei HaRambam. If I were to ask you what's the source for the Rambam, what would your first reaction be? To Pasuk Chumash, What was Mishpatei Hatzorayim? What was Bnei Gadol Reuven? Was that an Imur and Almanas? Was it Me'achshav? What was it? Im Ya'avru Bnei Gadol Reuven. How'd it go? Asher, how'd it go? Right, Im. Says the word Im there. Okay? It was a classic Im. It means for those first 7 or 14 years. The original Torah was supposed to be only 7 years. Then they added on, they made it 14 years. That's what Rashi Chumash points out, that they went past what Moshe Rabbeinu said. So for the interim of period, 7/14 years, that we were still waiting to see, are they going to show up or they're not going to show up, are they going to complete, tonight they're going to complete the Kibush of the Chiluk or not, who owned Eber HaYarden at that point? If it would have been a Tanai and the Akshav and Igloy Milsa that they did it, so then Igloy Milsa, they were the owners of Eber HaYarden all along. But since Moshe Rabbeinu formulated the Tanai of Losh and Im, they didn't own Eber HaYarden until the 7/14 years were over and they returned back. So Kum Teram it says, well, Ein Lano L'Chidush HaTorah, the Torah presented as a Tanai of Im, and therefore owned by Im in the Mishpat HaTorah. That's what I would have said. Mamar Sisri, right? Between you and me, what's the difference? Who cares? Im, Akshav, what's the difference? No? Who's going to explain a little better than that? A little better than what I just said. So you won't believe who comes to the rescue of this Rambam. You know who? The Raivid. The Rishayim quote a Raivid. I think I put it on the Rambam Kaimis, right? The Ran, quotes a Ran Gittin, quotes a Raivid. Not that the Raivid needed this, but he's going to do the Rambam a favor. Ve'raivid zal, the 11th of the Rambam Kaimis. Ve'raivid zal, neisen tam l'divreyem ve'oimer. D'tnai al menas, o shal me'achshav, kevin de'me'hashta chayil ma'iseh, b'tnai hu de'chayil. Ta'hashta mas de'imoy. Aval t'nai de'im, kevin she'tnai bo levatel ha'ma'iseh shal yochol me'ata, Ein bo koach levatel ha'maisel im kein kofalo. So, what does the Ravid say? The Ravid is very logical in this sugya. The Ravid is mamish svara. Everything's kalata klar svaras in this Mishpat HaTorah. There's no magic here. What does the Ravid say to defend the Rambam? Says the Ravid, when you have a tnai of me'achshav, was the chalos chal yet, so to speak? When you have a bad way of saying it, was the chalos chal yet? Bad word. We don't want to talk about chalos and minchal. We want to talk about chal hamaisa. Better word. We take the word of the Ravid. When you make a tanai of almanas and me'achshav, everything is revolving around the here and now. So the ma'isa, in effect, is hashta chala ma'isa, and b'tznayu d'chayil, the hashta master imay. When you have a me'achshav, so everything is together. The shas, I'll say the word chalos. The shas chalos, the shas hatnai. Everything is now. What happens on May 25th is just to be mevarer. What happens? Everything's going to shoot backwards to February 15th. Everything is the here and now. So nothing was really chal bifre atzmai in the absence of the tanai. The tanai is leg is holding on for dear life to the baisa. It's all happening today. Everything is revolving around February 15th in the tanai of me'achshav, tanai of almanas. Unlike a case of im. What does the case of Im indicate to us? A Tanai of Im, says the Ravid, Tanai de Im, came she Tanai bo levatel ha-maisa, she lo yochol me'ata, ein bo koyach levatel ha-maisa, elam kein kofa lo isai. A Tanai of Im is a little bit trickier. Why? Because the Tanai of Im, we did the maisa now, has the Tanai kicked in yet? Where's the Shas ha-Tanai? What's the moment of truth, really? Not February 15th, but what? May 25th. That's the moment that our eyes are on. In the Tanai Me'achshav, all eyes are on February 15th. On the Tanai of Im, so all eyes are on May 25th. Says the Ravid, when you have a Tanai of Im, you want a Tanai to come 3 months later and undo what was already created now. Because right now you gave her the ring. In both cases, the ring was given now. So the Maisa Kedushin should happen on February 15th. You want to use a Tanai of a later point to undo what happened 3 months earlier? Says the Rabbi, not so simple. In order to undo something, what do you need? What does it have to be in order to undo? It's got to be very, very what? Very, very strong and very, very clear. This is like reminiscing of the last Ravid, where the Ravid's Mishpatei HaTanoim are not just stam in a vacuum. Mishpatei HaTanoim are a barometer to measure the Chizuk HaTanai. Remember, if it's very complicated, then it's strong. If it's got a lot of different clauses to it, then it's meaningful. If it's just a chick-chock, you know, half-baked statement, that's not so serious. Says the Ravid, Bamed Vamamurim, that the Torah says that you need a very serious legal jargon and its full complexities to uproot a Maisa. That's if the Maisa already took hold. So a Tanai of Im, the Maisa took hold on February 25th, tonight, February 15th, the Tanai hasn't even entered into the picture yet. So you want to use it tonight, 6 months from now, later, and to uproot a pre-existing Maisa, you better do that tonight, Kedasu Chadin. It better be Lefi Chizuk HaTanai. And if it's not done Lefi Chizuk HaTanai, then it doesn't register, and the Kedushin just takes place without the Tanai being fulfilled. But when everything is revolving around the same moment, the moment of truth for the Maisa Kedushin and the moment of truth for the Tanai Kedushin are identical, so then the Tanai is entering into the world together, holding hands with the Maisa. You don't need such a serious Tanai to undo the Maisa, because the Maisa never got off the ground. The Maisa never existed independently. And the Tanai of Im, the Maisa existed independently, you want to cancel it. In the Tanai of Amanas, it never existed. The Beis Halevi used to say, there are two ways to answer a kasha. You can acknowledge the validity of the kasha and then try to give it teretz. Well, what can you do? You can undermine the kasha and chil. You can show the kasha was never kasha in the first place. So that's exactly what the Rabbi is saying here. That a tanai of im is acknowledging that the maisa happened. And now you're trying to change history. You better be really, really, really good legally to change history. By a Tanai of Amanas, a Tanai of Yachshav, you're not changing history, because the Maisa never got off and running. It was held down by the Tanai from day one. That's the Ravid's theory to defend the Shittas Rambam. Gevalik about two Gevalik Chedushim insights. The common denominator of both Ravid's is that Kefal HaTanai is not just a din in a vacuum, it's a din of Chizuk HaTanai, and the Ravid's give you two different sides. His understanding of when you need Chizuk HaTanai, the Rambam's understanding, but it all revolves around the same yisod of Chizuk HaTanai. Yeah.
It's almost like a 0+0 type of situation. Either Tanai has the power to affect the Maisa, or it doesn't. Why is adding on an extra Chizuk HaTanai, how does that affect?
That's the Parsha of the Torah. That's why we need a Pasuk. We couldn't figure this out. A minute ago you said you could have figured it out, now you're telling me you can't figure it out.
I mean, are we understanding this as a Kavanah-based?
It's a Chiddush HaTorah that if you want to undo a pre-existing, a Maisa that already took hold, you want to undo a Maisa that took hold, you have to come out very, very powerful. That's the Parsha of Tanai, according to the Rebbe. And therefore, that Svara only makes sense by Tanai of Im, not a Tanai of Amei Achshav, not a Tanai of Amei Achshav.
Isn't the whole point of a Tanai of Im is that the Maisa only takes place later when the Tanai is fulfilled?
So that's why I started to say the word Chalos, and that's why I backtracked. The Chalos is later, but La Maisa, the Maisa happened now. Now you are referring to a Gemara beginning of the second, third paragraph condition, where the Gemara says you can back out from the Tanai of Im, and it's not even called Asi Dibra Vatal Maisa. That's what you mean. It's called a Dibra. You're right. In terms of Chazar, in terms of Das, it's not even a Maisa, but physically it was a Maisa. I gave her a ring. So I think that's what the Rabbi's driving. So everybody said, getting back to that story. What do we merviach with this Rambam? It's Gevaldik Ipshat and Rambam. Gevaldik Chiddushit and Rambam. Adin Deraisa. The Pasha that Tanoim only applies to certain Tanoim, not to other Tanoim. What do we merviach by saying? Why are we talking about this Rambam? This is the fifth answer to the Kasha. What's Esrig? Helich Esrig Zat Amanas Shetachsi Rehuli. That's an Amanas. What is Amanas? Kol Omer Amanas Ke Omer. When you have a Tanai of Amanas or Me'achshav, you don't need Mishpatei HaTanoim. There's no need for Mishpatei HaTanoim. That's the... Now again, the Rambam didn't write a parish or whatever. Maybe he did, but we don't have it. The Rambam writes that he did write a source book for all of his Mishnah Torah. He gave you the Makayra. He gave you how he learned all the Gemaras, and we know we don't have the access to that safe. We got lost somewhere. I always say that would have radically changed the whole Derech of learning in the last 800 years if we would have had that. Because so many Torahs are set to explain what the Rambam, where the Rambam where it came from. So the Rosh Hashanah set it up in such a way. The Chazon Ish writes that the Rebbe Shalom is guiding the Mesorah, that there are certain things that were written that the Rebbe Shalom didn't want to be popular, whatever it is, you know, and Nistaros Hashem Elokeinu, that the certain manuscripts were hidden for hundreds of years, and it's his whole understanding that the Rebbe Shalom is guiding the way the Mesorah has developed and the way it's developed for a reason. But again, if somebody digs up this Rambam, it would probably be worth a lot of money. So we don't have the Rambam. So if the Rambam was writing a Perush on Maseches Kedushin, he probably would have written, oh, you're probably wondering why there's no Tanai Kofel here? And not reason one, not reason two, not reason three, not reason four. The real reason, reason five, because if the Rambam, again, we're guessing this is how the Rambam wrote the Gemara, we're probably right in this one. That's the Tanai of Almanas, which equals the Achshav, and Ein Sarech, Min HaTorah, the Tanai Kofel. It's Gevaal Dikar Rambam, right? Mayur Dikar Rambam. What's happened with this Rambam? Who has problems with this Rambam? Who's got serious problems with this Rambam? You guys should all have serious problems. Spent a lot of time talking about different scenarios in the Gemara about Tanai Kofel. Different scenarios. We talk about all two Gemaras. Our Gemara and the Gemara in Gittin. In Macy and Lo Macy. Who's got a problem? Say even better. Well, the Gemara is clear in Gittin Afayin Hay that scenario of Shchimira requires Tanai Kofel. That was the whole problem. The whole sugya was that was Tosfos Raya that we passed like we made. So of course you need Tanai Kofel. Of course the Rambam holds you need Tanai Kofel there. What's the problem? What kind of a Tanai is that? Is that a Miachshav or an Im? Tell me, what is it? A Miachshav or an Im? The guy says, if I die, so the get should be chal. That means the get should be chal from now, or the get should be chal from when I die. Can't be chal from when I die, because, as we quoted before, ain't four magic words, ain't what? And galiach hamisa. So obviously, that Gemara is talking about a Tanai of Me'akshav. And even though the Gemara is talking about a Tanai of Me'akshav, the Gemara still goes on its merry way and discusses Tanai Kofel. So come to Rishayim and ask the Rambam, what's the Rambam talking about? We have one Gemara that's Pem Mali, the most important, most prominent Gemara in this entire sugya, besides Kedushin Avav, was that Gemara, Kosta Kasha. If not for Gittin Hay, we would have been learning another sugya. We would have been ready in the sugya of Arev. Kedesh is in Arev, that's the next sugya ready. We would have been planning for the Shabbaton tomorrow. We'd be done already for the week. So everything hinges upon that Gemara Maseches Gittin, which is obviously talking about a Tanai Me'akshav, because otherwise it would be absurd, it would be a clear, flagrant violation of Ein Get Li'ach HaMisa. And that Gemara, which was the source of the whole sugya, happens to mention Tanai Kofel in contradiction to the Shittas HaRambam. So that's a kasha. There are other kashas, but that's a kasha. Hope to mention tomorrow, we'll try to pick up the Shittas HaRambam.